We know Atlantis hasn't happened yet, so to speak. I mean, it is, but in our experience of it, it hasn't happened yet. Is Lemuria similar to Atlantis and hasn't happened yet?
Oh, no, it has.
It did happen.
Mm-hmm.
What was the lifestyle of the Lemurians?
Lizard-like.
And where did they live?
In Easter Island.
So they were lizard-like?
They are still lizard-like. They're not gone.
Are they human beings?
No, they're lizards, Bob.
And how do they get like that?
That's how they came, Bob.
They're from another society, another planet?
Yes. Lemuria.
Lemurians are the first alien bodies to come here?
No. Rai says it's them Dambudians, but that's another tale of woe.
Not Rai, the evergreens say that.
The reference of Rai, that's what they've become.
Don't bring that in. The point is the Boodians came and got us started here. The Boodians, as the evergreens spell out, came here and genetically altered us and helped us become human. We were apes. Did the Lemurians do something like that to us?
No.
Did the Lemurians come here before there were humans here?
No. There's always been humans
here. Right. So humans interacted with the Lemurians?
Certainly. Still are.
So there are Lemurians available for us to interact with?
Certainly.
Any of them been a president of the United States?
Not yet.
Any of them been public figures, sports figures, entertainment figures, or politicians?
Yes, yes, yes.
Can you name those sports figure?
No, it's not our job.
Do they look like lizards or they look like in V?
They look like V-ians.
So the V is a literally accurate story. They were literally accurate. The presentation of humans looking like humans but actually being lizards inside is true.
Sure. Based on what true is, but yeah.
Where did they come from, the Lemurians? What planet?
Lemuria.
And where is that positioned?
It is two galaxies from the Andromeda Galaxy.
And the Andromeda Galaxy is our Milky Way or a separate galaxy?
It's a separate galaxy, Bob. It's the closest one to the Milky Way that you can see with your lying eyes.
Now, why do the Lemurians interact with us here?
Just soon to, is not.
Are there humans who've seen a human being and found out that they had lizard skin or lizard life underneath the skin, the human skin?
Yes.
Did the Lemurians have certain powers that would impress human beings?
We'd have to say no. But now, if you just said the question the way you meant to say it, you just said, is there anything that the Lemurians have that we also have that we won't accept and use?
Do they?
And then we would say, absolutely.
Can you say what they have that we don't use?
No intrepidation regarding creation. They understand what a powerful creator you are more than you do.
And they're powerful creators.
Yes, but no, they know you're more powerful, but because you don't know it, they actually can supersede or affect this whole process because you don't know what it is that you've got as far as power is. They got the upper hand on you because they know how powerful you are and you don't.
Just knowing that means that they can use us?
They do, because you don't know no better.
Are any of them in the royal family of Britain?
Well, the royal family is bigger than Britain, Bob. The line of the monarchy, that only comes from monarchy. HRH status, you'd have to include the Germans.
Right. Of all those people,
Russians.
Of all those oligarchies or monarchs, are any of them lizard, Lemurians?
Mm-mm.
So the David Icke, the writer, was close, but he named the wrong. He says the queen is a reptilian.
But the queen's not a reptilian. But now, that doesn't mean that there aren't people that would be in close contact with the family who would be.
So does that mean that Ike is right?
He's right that there are lizards, people who are lizards underneath.
Mm-hmm.
He's right about that, but he's not right about their political power or about, you know, about the way they are. He puts too much strength into them. They're cagey. They know how to get around us, but
right. They're
not out to do us in. Okay, thank you for the interlude.
She's a vampire. Is there something similar between vampires and Lemurians?
Yep.
So Lemurians cut themselves off from non-physical like vampires?
They never were.
Never were?
Connected to physical.
Are Lemurians vampires from other worlds? Other galaxies?
No. They're just different. They're not vampires from other worlds.
So they never were non-physical. So that means they weren't...
Let's just say it like this. When Lemurians croak, they don't go to the Gulf. Now, that fixes it for you.
Where do they go?
Home.
To a parallel world?
Back to their home.
Back to Lemuria, Bob.
Why don't they have non-physical?
Because they're not human. It's a human creator thing, Bob.
Is humans special for having non-physical?
Well, yes, that beast.
Well, the beasts are non-physical, but that's where the Lemurians are not as total as we are. They don't have non-physical.
Well, some would say they're more total than you are because they know how powerful you are. So then let's ask this question while you're on this point. We understand, well, you don't, but you swallowed what we said, all that was. So then what would be the genospecies or type of an angel? What would an angel be? Are they aliens? Are they from another world? Are they from another galaxy?
No, they live in non-physical.
What's the zip code of non-physical?
I don't know, but they live in the limbo. And they help people go to the Gulf. Wherever that subway is, that's where they are.
Okay. You can accept that, but then the Lemurians, you need to know exactly which star galaxy they arrived from in order to get it.
Well, Lemurians are not angels.
We understand that, Bob, but we were trying to draw the parallel so you could understand, overlay, get the variations of lots of types of...
Species.
Can easily interact within and without of your deity power. See, we got to make this inclusive and work every single time without fail or exception. But we also have to provide the anomalies because there are some anomalies. Remember, you're a human creator. You can be, do, or have anything you want to be, do, or have. So if you want to have a pet Lemurian, then that's got to be within your realm of possibility. And if we sit here and say, no, 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 then he'll say, we're the God-blessed, you're the God-damned, and we'll tell you how it's going to go, and then that's how it's got to go. So we can eliminate any of those dynamics because it's up to you. You can say, okay, all right, non-physical, I want to sleep with a lizard person so I can say I have, and we have no choice but to say your wish is our command.
So, David Icke, he says that, you know, there's reptiles in the oligarchy. They are not oligarchy's queen, but there are reptilian Lemurians around them.
Yes.
Are Lemurians involved with the 121 Depot Street?
No. No, 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 no.
But they're just mingling and they do all kinds of things. Some of them go to the cat house a lot.
Mm-hmm.
If one had sex with a Lemurian, you wouldn't know it. Does it just have human skin, right? Mm-hmm. Is there a way you could find out something about them?
They do have human skin, but you wouldn't be able to necessarily tell the difference.
Because of the way the skin felt?
No, but the way that they are emotionless in the action of, if you're talking about getting busy with the Lemurians.
They wouldn't give off enough loving energy in the sex act that you'd think that they're emotionally involved.
That's exactly correct, and they can't.
As they're portrayed in V, you know, they don't have human emotion.
Right. Same way.
Which is not a bad thing. They just are a species with a different calibration of things.
So are Watchers.
Are Watchers a different species?
Yes, but Watchers are good.
Lemurians are not good?
Lemurians aren't good or bad. But Watchers are, in effect, guardians of good. Nothing gets awry. A Watcher can't affect anything, but yet they do. Because they decide that something is an important aspect or effect where if you get crossways of yourself, it sort of holds you if you slip off the cliff. A Lemurian wouldn't get involved at all. They'd stand there and watch you fall.
and they would not do it from perverse emotion. They'd just be curious.
They don't care.
Do they care about how big a splat you make?
They would. That would be interesting.
Yeah, that's the physics of it.
For a watcher, if you falling off the cliff would affect something that would be important, they would, from the goodness of your own heart, would engage and change your reality. A Lemurian would not.
Like in Friends, the Watcher did that with Walter and his son.
Which is against the rules, but they just threw caution to the wind when they realized the larger dynamic. Lemurians don't have a job here. They just are. Watchers do.
And Watchers are not guardian angels. Not no, angels.
They are not angels. That is correct.
Are they another species? No, they're just humans from another world.
Okay. We like that. We like that. Because if I'm not careful, I'm going to twist you around the maypole of the time deal. We'll leave it there because it's good. You'll fully pick that when you start meeting one. Well, you have several already. But when you start engaging one, that'll become much easier.
How did I meet one? You mean through our readings?
New York City, Manhattan, at the conference just before trying to get together for Michael Blake Reed to come visit.
Well, I didn't interact with anybody about that.
So didn't say you did, and it was right before that.
That was the Alan Steinfeld's New Age Church,
mm-hmm.
where they present the Japanese guy who does Messages in the Water book.
Yeah.
That conference. Was he the person who sat beside me?
Over just a little bit. The one that was trying to engage you, but not.
Yeah.
They were interested in you, but not. They wanted to talk to you, but they really couldn't. But boy, they were on you like stink on shit.
I remember that. I think Alan introduced me to this guy.
Yep, absolutely. And he was congenial, but.
Yeah, he seemed like he would be interested in me, but then he didn't, sort of, yeah.
Well, he was, but he couldn't, that's right.
So I met, that's the only watcher I've met?
No, when you were hitchhiking from Los Angeles, you had a couple of different parties that you were going through in the beginning of that journey.
Who picked me up and drove me?
One of those was a watcher, because otherwise you wouldn't have made it to the next connecting point. You know that because of the way they played the radio.
What I remember is my first drive was a gay guy who was trying to touch me. That went on for a couple hundred miles. The next thing is a guy picked me up and he drove me, 2,000 miles. He was starting a taco franchise.
Taco. Mm-hmm.
Taco, and he gave me $5. Mm-hmm. Would that be the guy who spent, I had the long ride with?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was a nice guy.
Did you send the $5 back like you said?
Yep, I did do that.
Where did you send it to?
To whatever address he gave me. He gave me some address and it's all sort of... I remember making a point of paying him back. I made a point, I did. I did whatever I thought I could do or could do.
Well, you did and you appreciated it. It was no big deal because he wasn't expecting it. It was like fine.
Well, he was protecting me. You mean I would have been killed on the route? Because it would have been a slower trip.
Yeah, that desert's a little bumpy, when you're just sort of strolling along,
I wouldn't have got as many rides. Or I would have got all these little short, crummy rides, and they wouldn't have led anywhere.
Yeah, because the guy that was trying to fill you up, if you said no, it could have thrown your ass out at Yuma, and there you'd have been.
And I did say no, and eventually let me out, and that was nice. And so, okay, I probably wouldn't have made it.
Right.
Why did I put myself in that kind of danger?
You know, the fun of it.
I had a sense that, well, a bit of powerfulness. I'm not going to be affected. Nothing's going to happen to me.
And if it had, if you didn't care, you just sort of going along to see about how it was.
Has Carol met watchers?
Yes.
In what context for her?
Many of her confabs and conferees that would be distant, but always there, like they kept showing up. And if she'd look back, because they used to do pictures when they'd have these conferencey things.
Yeah.
She can pick them out of her photos, or if she'd get some of them, we could point them out.
So watchers are not another species. They're just people from another world. But they have a time aspect. They're not subject to time.
No, well, neither are you.
You mentioned they were doing something with time.
Well, we're...
Didn't want to go into it, but they're pretty good.
Well, we'll soften it here.
they're sort of immortal. They can come back here.
Well, so are you. You see the distinction?
Okay,
so they know they can, and you're not sure yet. Good.
So they're ascended people, ascended humans.
They most certainly are, but they still have the capacity to engage, like sometimes through emotion, like the guy that picked you up that took you the long way around to get you home.
Yeah.
All that business, which was very pleasant, but it's very odd to meet somebody driving 2,000 plus miles to get you back home.
I figure, well, he just was living across the country and he had to drive that whole thing, but...
Well, not by way of Arkansas. I mean, he could have went a straighter path.
So why did he go out of the way?
To slow down the process, to have that one little meeting that you didn't mind hanging around if he was in your room with the ride. That's a connecting point so that it all synced up to get you back in time for what you had to do.
He had to do that.
He didn't have to, but he happily did.
He had to make a connection which affected my being, my reality.
Uh-huh. And it did, and it did, no problem.
So one of our clients was a watcher. He was a watcher, and he didn't seem to know it.
Nope, they know it. Watchers know it. They may convey to you they don't know it.
And he was impressed that Ion knew it.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to interact with Ion.
Of course. This is part of that same line as the hedge of protection. Do you remember when we talked about the hedge for you and Carolyn and JW? Well, that's a great assurance of that same static involvement with what you know as watchers, just allowing and forcing and allowing and creating the dynamic which you, the human creator, can seamlessly stroll through the whole process.
Connecting with that guy, that client the other week, was us connecting up with the watchers for a hedge of protection. Disconnecting with them was a good thing, useful thing. It was necessary for us to have the hedge of protection.
Not required, but certainly made it sweeter.
Because he was a watcher, he had a hard time connecting with us.
No, he didn't have a hard time connecting with you. He had a hard time showing it so that you could connect with him.
He supposedly, the family couldn't be around the house and those kind of issues.
Right.
And that was him trying to connect, because they, like the guy I met in the meeting, they can't connect with you, but if it's going to happen, it's an anomaly, and they have to do a lot to get it to happen.
Maybe.
It was a little more difficult for it to do than him just syncing up the time or something.
Right, of course.
There was a factor of anomalous situations. Like that guy at the conference, he couldn't interact with me, even though he was interested. So this guy, he wanted to interact with us, so it took a little extra work.
Good.
Or relaxing and allowing, you know, whatever.
Good, either way.
We talked about unidentified flying objects ourselves from the future, but there were foreign world bodies when we laid out the post-mystery landscape bodies. There was the foreign world bodies. That's what Lemurians are.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, foreign world bodies. So if I go back and listen to that little rant by you, why did the Queen Mother do this? Why did Walter Winchell do that? And did the Lemurians come to the Easter Island? And all those things. But it was all facts, what was implied in those questions.
Of course.
Okay, so have Carol and I met Lemurians?
Yes.
And where did that happen?
Before her New York lab in Canada.
In Toronto. Yes. As a patient?
Nurse.
Her nurse?
Yeah.
Judy?
Yes.
Judy was a Lemurian.
Well, Judy, I don't know what, there was several through that process. Some of them didn't make it long, but...
It may not have been Judy.
Mm-hmm.
One of her nurses, did she want to observe Carolyn?
Yes.
And want to do something else with her?
Well, sure.
Did she want to have a relationship with Carolyn?
There's just the bigger dynamic that she was embracing and figuring out and calculating.
That Carolyn was trying to figure out.
Yeah, because she's always been on that leading edge.
So Lemurian was interested in observing that?
Absolutely.
Did the Lemurian know what Carolyn would do now?
Yes.
They can see those things.
Yes.
Did I meet in Lemurian?
Yes.
Where was that?
One lived with you on City Island.
a city island, one somewhere else?
Nova Scotia.
What did they do with that person?
Kind of put off when they didn't, quote, get you, and weren't exactly interested in what you were interested in, so it was a two-week engagement, and it was, like, done.
They were put off from me?
No, they just were cautious how they laid it out.
And was it male or female?
Male.
So it's somebody I interacted with when I lived there?
Certainly.
How many Lemurians are on the planet?
Easily a couple of hundred thousand.
And then there are many, like a quarter of a million vampires in L.A., I think.
Certainly.
So that's why a lot of our population of our world is, it's foreign-bodied people here, besides parallel worlders.
Good.
Is there any Lemurians we've interacted with here on the island of Maui?
You know, the weird pool guy when he used to go to the pool?
I'm not sure. Everybody was strange in that pool. But anyways, one of them was that. Is he still here?
Yes.
Do they marry other Lemurians?
Yes.
So, like in V, if some medical apparatus looked into their pregnant stomach, they'd see a lizard tail and things like that?
Certainly.
What we imagine contact with UFOs would be, we think it's a beneficial thing. We'd have an interesting experience. It's the positive part of the V movie. Okay, they're bringing us new technologies. That scenario that's associated with the UFO meme, I see you doing that, but you're an IFO. You're an identified flying object.
Right.
And so we have an IFO, and helping Carolyn bring forth this and that, that's what pop culture sentimentalizes aliens would do. So you're, in effect, an archetypal contact, like we call UFO contact, plus other things. You're included in that.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have the archetype of the coming of the Mayan god, Quetzalcoatl, or whatever it was, in the first session on the radio, May 1st, 2009, with Ray Land. Remember someone called up and said, are you the prophecy thing? And you said, yes.
Yeah.
So you're those things. You're the second coming. Jesus said you're even better than the second coming. All these things are happening, and it's appropriate, very appropriate.
Good.